Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. 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 Praise is what I do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm truly praising God today. Amen. He is the apple of my eye. Praise God. Amen. And I thank him, amen, for allowing me to wake up this morning. Hallelujah. Clothed in my right frame of mind in order to give him glory. This is Sunday morning church on a Friday afternoon, and I'm geared for praise. It ain't nothing like praising the Lord. Ain't nothing like lifting him up and glorifying his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. As we go on from day to day, amen, despite of the circumstances and despite of what it looked like, amen, thank you, Jesus. I want you to take and put this in mind. Praise is what we should be doing. Giving him glory is what we should be doing, because we still have a chance to make it right if it's not right. We still have a chance to glorify him if it's all right. We still have a chance to look, amen, into our visions and see what God is saying will actually take place. Oh, I love him today. I bless him. I thank him, amen, because his word will not return back void. There is nobody like him, amen. I don't care what people have said and why, how they have tried to put their mouth on him. I'm putting my mouth up for him today, knowing that God is my Alpha and Omega. He's my beginning and my ending. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Him and Jesus are one, so I can combine that together and it not be an insult. Amen. For Jesus said, he in the book of Revelation, he is the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. So I have a right, amen, to speak and to glorify God today, because he gave me another chance. He gave me hope, amen, in the midst of my storms and my situations. He turned things around when I didn't feel like, seemed like, amen, it was going to work out. He literally turned around and removed my enemy. I praise him because he's infinite in his powers and awesome in his ways. Amen. He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. So I don't mind praising him. You know, I'm excited about today because, amen, hallelujah, this brings almost the close of a week. Amen. And some of us are still intact. We didn't sell out. We didn't give up. We didn't turn around. But we're still doing the will of God. Amen. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And hallelujah, shanana boshe. Oh, my God, I thank you. Amen. And I always start off with a thought, amen, for today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it's coming out of the Psalms, amen. Thank you, Jesus. 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's Psalms 34, 1 through, amen, thank you, Jesus, 3, amen, thank you, Jesus. I just love the Lord, and I ask, amen, God to move by his spirit today. Amen, because he's not limited. Amen. And we need to take our limits off of God. Hallelujah. Knowing that God can do everything but fail. So God, as amen, you push me off into second gear. Lord God, I praise you today. And I honor you with my whole heart. Knowing that God, amen, in you we live and move and have my God, our beings. And I'm asking you to move by your spirit today. Touch those that need touching in the name of Jesus. I bind up the idle minds today and ask you, Lord God, to move them out of the way and let them take on the mind of Christ. And I bind up Lucifer and his princes, amen, that are in the airways, in the atmosphere and stratosphere, because there ain't but one God, and he's God and king over everything, and he have kingdom dominion. dominion down on earth, because the Bible said in the book of Revelation, the 11th chapter, thank you, Jesus, that Jesus, amen, has literally, and I'm paraphrasing it, saints, taken the kingdoms of this world back, and now the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our God. So I'm telling you today that Satan don't stand in nothing but a pile of his own mess. He cannot even resurrect himself because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's walking in a dead situation in your life, saints, if you believe. So I'm asking God to move by his spirit today and tear down Satan's stronghold, tear down his dark kingdom in our lives. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, all of this on illicit sex and adultery and fornication, seducing spirit, familiar spirit, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and all of these families of demons that go around in your visions and dreams, I ask God to move them out of the way because they are not your friends. They are familiar spirits that want to walk like, talk like, and look like your family so that you can follow behind them. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to move these old demons out of the way. These old drug and alcohol demons. These old principalities that are in the airways. And I command them to go back to the abyss in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Destroying every lust demon. Destroying every witch and warlock demon. Destroying every homosexual demon. All these old fear demons in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible said God is able to do everything but fail. So I'm coming forth in Jesus' name by way, amen, of the Messiah, of his Father, and asking the Holy Spirit to move upon these situations. Destroy AIDS and cancer today. Destroy all kind of demonic oppression today. Be it drugs and alcohol. In the name of Jesus, God, you take charge today because the Bible said you will send the balm of Gilead to heal a sin sick soul. Now, God, send that balm in the name of Jesus over our finances, over our ministries, over our children, over our homes, of our jobs, in Jesus' name, destroy Satan's work, because he can't stand, in the name of Jesus, where God can set up his kingdom. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I pray for those on Blog Talk. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's my passion, in the name of Jesus. He put it down in my heart, to love the Jewish nations. Thank you, Jesus. He put it out in my heart to love America and all the people in the world that are called by his name. He put it in my heart to stand in the gap and to be a watchman and forewarn the people. So, God, I'm telling them, in the name of Jesus, ain't nothing impossible for you, my Father. You can do everything but fail, my Father. All we have to do is let hold on to your unchanging hand and watch you move, watch you work it out, watch him work it out, saints. Bind up the hindrance in the prisons, in the nursing homes, on the job, in the schools, in the name of Jesus. Pull out sin and resurrect life into the body of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Oh, saints, he's working it out. You might not have eyes to see, but I was, thank you, Jesus, gifted with spiritual eyes that I can see. And not only that, hallelujah, not only do I see the good, but I also see the bad. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for that because, Lord God, if I can see it, I can snuff it out. If I see it, I can reject it. If I see it, I can deny it. If I see it, I can rebuke it. If I see it, I can call on God and tell God what's going on in my life. If I see it, God will turn it around for my good. If I see it, I can tell other people about who their enemies are. For the Bible said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't contend against our neighbors and our friends and saints, but we wrestle against that almost shining Messiah, principalities and those powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness that sit in high places. That's who we fight against. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the way we fight against it is through prayer. So I done prayed the prayer of faith, and I'm going to watch God move. And you need to call and write us whatever you need to do and give a testimony, because God is moving up on your situation. I prophesy change. I prophesy completion in your ministry. I prophesy, amen, financial blessings coming in. And I prophesy that the word be rhema in your soul, because the gospel must be preached. A lot of us are counting it as foolishness, but I'm calling it as the will of God to the resurrection of your life from dead works into his holiness and his righteousness and truth. Oh, I praise him today. I'm like, hallelujah, hallelujah, just like the young man that finished singing that song. There's a praise down on the inside, and I can't keep it to myself. There's a praise, and that's what I do. And I don't mind praising my God, hallelujah. He might be invisible to you, but he's made manifested to me by his great and awesome works. He's a mighty God. If you look at the earth itself, you couldn't even contain the wisdom and knowledge God had to construct this earth and to put it in position. And then you couldn't even imagine the intricate parts of a man, a woman body. But I'm telling you, if you hold on to God, God will show you truth in his word, because his word cannot return back void. You need to stop listening to the lying devils, because he's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He abided not in the truth, and all he's gonna do is pull you away from what, amen, you need to hold on to. You need to hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch him move. I thank you, my Father, and I ask you to seal this prayer, Holy Spirit, with your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Saints, I want you to listen to this. My God, my God, my God. I feel the presence of God moving in my soul. I feel like praising him because he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus.
What I need. Holy. Holiness, what you want me. Oh, I'm and I wanna say,
that's what you want. me. So take my hope.
holy. You are God. Saints, let us go straight into the Lord's Supper. You know, we take that every time we come together. Amen. As often as the Holy Ghost leads me. Amen. Sometimes I don't do it, but as often as he leads me. Amen. And often as we come together, we need to take it because this is in reference to his will. Amen. God's will concerning us. Amen. In Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. We need to stop, amen, playing with the word, amen, and what God is saying. So if you got your Bibles, you may turn to 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter 11, starting at verse 24. And it said, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you may take it now. Amen. And after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, you may take it now. Amen. The grass withered. Thank you, Jesus. The flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. I have a word for you, and it's in season, and I give God the glory. It is coming out of the book of Nahum, amen, N-A-H-U-M, Nahum, amen, thank you, Jesus. And the thought, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, is yoke breaker, amen. And we need to understand what God is doing in our life, amen. Sometimes it looked like a dead situation and seemed like, amen, there's no hope on the horizon. It seems like everything around us is just gone completely berserk. Amen. Our children have gone astray. Marriage is on the rocks. And seem like, amen, the enemy is fighting on every hand. But the Bible, amen, is literally telling us what God is going to do for us because he is our yoke breaker. And in the book of Nahum, amen, starting at chapter 1, and this is a three-part series because you're going to have to get the whole picture, amen, of what God does and how powerful he is and what he can do, amen, in reference, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to us and our livelihood. God is a God of mercy and grace and truth, and he want to help us, amen, in order for us to stand. So the Bible, amen, literally goes, amen, and the prophet began to speak, amen, in Nahum, amen, and he began to speak to Nineveh, which was, amen, the Assyrians, and he spoke to them the words of God and told them their fate. Amen. God is getting ready to tell your enemy literally their fate because they've been plaguing you too long. They've been in the midst of you too long. This situation has been with you too long. Song on crack has been with you too long. Daughter out there prostituting has been with you too long. So God is getting ready to destroy the enemy, amen, out of your life so that your children can go free. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, yoke breaker. God is my yoke breaker. Amen. And the Assyrians, Nineveh, literally, they were merciless killers, amen, in reference to their enemies. And that's the way Satan is with us today. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the Israelites, amen, was one of their biggest enemies. Amen. And what, amen, Assyrians, those of Nineveh, literally did, they went in and they made Israel captive, amen, and began to do all kind of harm to them. And that's what Satan does to us today. He causes more harm than we can imagine, and we think, oh, that's just a natural thing. That's just a natural occurrence. It happens all the time. Yes, it happens all the time. because your eyes have been blinded. That's not a natural occurrence, because when you are a kingdom's kid, you're not supposed to go through anything but, amen, the will of God. God said many, he literally let us know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he will deliver them out of them all. So in the midst of you, you got an enemy that's been causing these things. It's not a natural occurrence. Amen. They would lead, amen, their enemies captive, amen. And one of the things that they were so merciless, they had no mercy. They would flay the flesh off of a human while they were yet still alive, and they would cut off their nose, and they would pull out their tongues, and them gouge out their eyes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And make an open spectacle of them. That's what Satan want to do to you. Amen. But you can look at your neighbor today and tell them, I got a yoke breaker, amen, in my house. So God had begun to hear the cries of Israel, and he had begun to move upon the situation. God will move upon your situation, amen, and this is not a one-time thing, because he had said, amen, many other afflictions. So everything that you're going through, amen, in life, God, amen, has made a way of escape. He has sent the ram, amen, that, amen, was in the bush. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible, amen, had let us know, amen, in time past, God has sent, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Jonah, amen, earlier, thank you, Jesus, to warn Nineveh of their sins, amen, and as Jonah began to warn Nineveh of their sins and tell them what said concerning Israel, he told them, don't touch Israel, because Israel was the apple of his eye. He told them, amen, to stop sinning and turn around, because he's getting ready to move upon the situation of Israel. And he foretold, amen, the truth, amen, to Jonah. And Jonah, you know, I spoke on it last week, how Jonah didn't want to tell, amen, Nineveh what thus said the Lord. But Jonah went on and obeyed the Lord. And Jonah began to tell them to repent, amen, because God was getting ready to come in and step into the situation. And at that time, Nineveh, they turned around and repented and stopped persecution of Israel. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But this time, amen, after so many years, from the year of Jonah down to Nahum, the Nineveh will begin to persecute the Israelites again. And this time God said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He was going to use the enemy to fight against the enemy. So he sent the Babylonians, the Mede and Persian king, to utterly destroy Nineveh, that Assyrian nation that came against God and his people. So God is telling, amen, Nahum, hallelujah, what I want you to do as my prophet, foretell their future. Prophets are sent for instructions and to foretell the future and the outcome of many a people and their nations. So God, amen, literally spoke in Nahum chapter 1, and I'm going to start at 7th verse and end up at the 15th verse, because I told you this is a three-part series, and you're going to have to grab hold of what God is saying, because he's getting ready to send your enemy, the fight against your enemy, and he let me know the enemy you have seen, those forces and those strongholds that have been in your life troubling you, God is getting ready to turn it around in your favor, because he's going to call the enemy to fight against your enemy. So the Bible said, the Lord is good and strong, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. My God, my God. He tells us to trust in the Lord in all thy ways and acknowledge him. He will direct our path. Some of us have fallen, amen, short of trusting in him and then started leaning on our own understanding. But the Bible said, but with an overrunning flood, amen, thank you, Jesus, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemy. He was telling them, I got a plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in order for me to, amen, get rid of your enemy, I'm going to send your enemy their way. And I'm going to come in a secret way. First, I'm going to set up a flood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Write a note to yourself, saints, and tell, amen, yourself, God is getting ready to send the elements of the earth, amen, thank you, Jesus, to assist me in destroying my enemies, and it's going to be in the form of a flood, just like he did at the beginning of creation, when he called Noah forth, amen, he told him, he's going to send a flood, amen, upon the earth, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And he's going to destroy everything that was in the earth because he was grieved at their unrighteousness and at the imagination of their hearts and mind. They would always sin. Sin had corrupted itself upon the earth. But we as the body of Christ need to stop sinning. But in this situation, it's not so much like Noah's flood, but it's going to be a flood to tear down the walls and the barriers that Satan has set up in your life, and you seem like, amen, you can't leap over that wall, and that barrier has become nothing but a stumbling block in your way. But God said, darkness shall not pursue your enemies anymore. And what do, amen, you imagine against the Lord? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It's a bad thing to think the enemy can imagine anything, hallelujah, against the Lord, and the Lord don't see it. He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Look at your neighbor and tell them that the yoke breaker has visited my house and tapped into my situation and made a change. And I can see that change, and I can feel that change, and I know the change is for my good. For God is going to work things out for me and my children and my family and my finances and my job. And the enemy that I see, I shall see no more. For while they were, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, be folded together as thorns. That's the way your enemy come in. Thorns everywhere. Sticking you on this side, a problem with your family. On that side, a problem with your in-laws. On the other side, a problem on your job. But Paul asked God to remove the thorn that was in his flesh. And God told him, my grace is sufficient. Come on, Holy Ghost, for you, because while you in this suffering time, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I done sent you grace to overcome every barrier. Thank you, Jesus. And while, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. They are drunken and drunkards, and they shall be devoured as stubble, amen, fully dry. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. There is one that come out of thee that imagine evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. My God, my God, my God, I thank you, Jesus. And God is saying that in the midst of your situation, there is someone that have been giving you bad counseling, bad advice. Tell your neighbor, house. The yoke breaker has come into your life. They've been telling you, you need to quit that old no good man. You need to, amen, put the children in some kind of institution. But God said, my grace is sufficient. You need to tell, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That wicked counselor, those that have been giving you advice, that have been influencing you to turn away from God and seek a witch. Those that have been influencing you to turn away from God and to seek a soothsayer. Those have been, have been telling you what I would do, but see, they're not in your situation, and they don't have your shoes on, so they can't help you. My God, my God, my God. There was a woman in Texas, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, about 17 years ago. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And amen, the doctors had given her the wrong diagnosis, amen, and told her she had breast cancer. And God told me to tell her, to give her a word of prophecy, that he was going to heal her, for her not to have the surgery. But she listened to her family, those counselors and those that influenced her, to go ahead and have the surgery. Amen, to have the breast removed. Both, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to be taken off. Amen, so that they, amen, hallelujah, wouldn't have to worry about any cancer. But you see, that was her body, and she wasn't listening to the Lord, and she listened to bad counsel. But the Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Come on, Holy Ghost. Nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law do he meditate day and night. Just amen. Thank you, Jesus. There is a day, amen. There also is a night. And God sometimes walk in the night and deliver you before daybreak. Because at daybreak, the Bible said in the book of Psalms that he loads you with benefits daily. In order for you to get those benefits, you must have a night as well as a day. But Jesus, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, allowed his stripes to heal us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. And then he let us know that we are royal priesthood and a holy nation, and that we have a harvest, and that, amen, he is the mediator of truth. This woman went on, my God, had the breast cancer removed, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, thank you, Jesus. The removal of her breast, as they had pronounced that she had breast cancer. And then, amen, after doing the biopsy, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, over a month or two later, they came with a report. I'm sorry, Miss So-and-so, but we made a mistake. You didn't have cancer in the breast. We made a mistake. You didn't have nothing wrong with your breast. Your breast was normal. Well, see, the prophecy had went forth, and I had told her what God said, but she believed the counsel of the unrighteous, and they told her a lie. And she ended up losing both of her breasts. My God, my God, my God. Amen. So God don't want us to listen to unrighteous counsel. And then in the 12th verse it says, thus saith the Lord, though ye be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall ye be cut down. He was telling the enemy. He was telling them literally. He said, though you be many, and my nation is few, Thank you, Jesus. And they had literally targeted at the Jewish nation, the Hebrews, the Israelites, and the tribe of Judah. But God was telling Nineveh, you done set your mind to target at the wrong people, because they got a God that will back them up. Amen. And he shall pass through. God is going to pass through your situation. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. Look at your neighbor and tell them, the yoke breaker has come into my situation, and a change is taking place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For now I will break his yoke from off of thee, and I will burst his bounds of asunder. What is a yoke? Metaphorically, it is being made to submit to another in authority. Amen. And in this instance, it is the devil. It was the devil that had Nineveh to come against Israel. But God, amen, thank you, Jesus, then stepped into the situation. If you are a kingdom child, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, then you're going to walk in the authority of God. You're going to obey the laws, amen, of the land. We don't turn away from the laws of the land, but we obey God, because God, amen, is the one that will destroy the yoke of your neck. And then, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. But when you, amen, know how you are to be as kingdom children, then you will begin to understand that God has an awesome plan, and that God is your provider, and he will set your enemy against your enemy, and they will fight against each other. But in the midst of it, in order for your enemy to get to your enemy, he's going to have to send in a flood in order to tear down those walls, in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell them that you are no longer under the yoke of abundance, because Christ has made you free. And the Lord had given a commandment concerning you, that no more of thy name be sown out of the house of thy God. Will I cut off the graven image and the molten image? I will make thy graves, for thou art vile. He said, despicable, appalling, because you picked up on another God and began to seek the counsel of another God. Seek the counsel of your friends. Seek the counsel of Satan. My God, he can't deny about fire. And you begin to trust in something that have eyes that cannot see, a feet that cannot move, a hand that will not, amen, touch. My God, he carried Osiah, that he can deliver Osiah. So God wanted us to begin to trust in God, who can break and destroy the yoke that was off of your neck. Tell your neighbor that many other afflictions. I might be going through afflictions. I might be persecuted on every side. But because God has made me his righteousness, I'm getting ready to, amen, receive, amen, what God is getting ready to do. And God is getting ready, my God, to break the yoke off of my neck. Saints, you see, Satan put yokes upon us in the spiritual realm. And in the book of Matthew 11:28-29, Jesus come to me and told me to literally speak this. Jesus, he said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For you, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is saying that his yoke is easy and his burdens is light. And Jesus was saying, draw closer to me. Don't pull away. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't follow nobody else's counsel. But draw closer to me. Everyone that work, amen, or are literally employed, hallelujah, to do a work. Your work should be in the name of Jesus. Your employment should be, amen, to do the will of God. To preach the gospel and tell the body of Christ that there is hope in a bad situation. But instead, we want to go into our local government and to the worldly system and begin to literally, amen, tap into that system. And while you're in Satan's system, one of the things that happen, you're going to be underpaid. You're not going to be able to keep food on your table. You're not going to have, amen, a fruitful life. And then, amen, on top of it, after you get off that 9-to-5 job, one of the things that you're going to do, you're going to go in and begin to have sex without marriage in order to appease what you've been doing on the job, in order to try to relax yourself. But there ain't but one pleasure, and I can tell you for surety that it comes from God, because God, amen, Jesus Christ, is my husband and my love. And I don't have to go out there, amen, and get the filial kind of love. But I've tapped hold to the agape love, the love that don't want you to lay down and have a sexual intercourse and not give you, amen, what's worth, amen, that time and your effort. My God, I'm preaching to somebody today. And then, amen, the other yoke, amen, that Satan literally put on you is to tell lies and begin to steal from the company. There was a woman that I had met. She thought she was going to get by with stealing $200,000 off of the job. But now she's waiting, amen, to be put in prison right now. God will destroy that yoke off of you so that you won't have to sell your soul to the devil. You cannot be a manslayer, going around killing people and being covetous and jealous. And most of all, he said, you must keep the commandments of God. Thank you, Jesus, so that your laboring won't be in vain. So your laboring, amen, become unfruitful, and it don't produce, amen, good fruit. Instead, it produces sin, and once sin is conceived, it births forth death. My God, my God. So he is telling them, you are forced into a slave situation, and Satan has yoked you up. And forced you into, amen, unwillful sin. Because once you tap into it, you take drugs for the first time, and it tastes good to you, but it's only a trap to yoke you up, so you become a slave to Satan and his will. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you, amen, thank you, Jesus, after you sin, amen, and your spirit man is conscious of the things that you have done. Not only have you sinned against God with your flesh, but your spirit man have become sinful too. And Jesus was saying, amen, help me, Holy Ghost. You have labored for nothing. You done slayed it there and opened up your legs to a man. And he done told you at the beginning he'll give you $50 and come out, amen. He walk away from you and call you all kind of bad names. And he's telling you, amen, that his yoke is easy, to take his yoke upon you and learn of him, amen, and his word. And when you begin to learn upon him, hallelujah, and his word, you will understand that you don't need to have sex without marriage and holiness without no man to see the king. And the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we must live a holy life. And then Satan is evil and hard taskmaster. Amen. He'll make your situations in life so hard. If the pressures of life seem like they were getting you down. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus will bring you hope in a dead situation. Satan is cruel. He designed nothing of you. All he want to do is utilize you and keep you from serving God because he hates God. And Jesus said he was gentle. Thank you, Jesus, and humble in heart. No matter how many times you sin, if you go in, repent, he'll wipe that slate clean. By coming to him, you can, thank you, Jesus, unwind from the pressures of life that have been troubling your soul. Then the Bible said in Galatians 5:1, he said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, on the Messiah, wherein Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God has visited my house, and he has become my yoke breaker. He's going to make my enemies fight against, amen, their enemies. Hallelujah. But he's going to set a trap for the enemy in reference to a flood to tear down that wall that's been up there in your life for so many years. For Paul, amen, to make this statement, he had to have been yoked up with Satan at one point in time. And the Bible tells you about how he fought against the Israelites, the Jewish nations. And the Bible said, in the 15th verse, it said, behold, upon the mountain the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace. O Judah, let thy solemn feast perform thy vows. One honorable side. While you're going through, you need to make a solemn feast unto the Lord and say, God, I'm going to do your will. I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to teach the gospel. I'm going to pass our tracts. I'm going to tell them that there ain't but one God, despite of what I've been going through. For the Bible says, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee, for he is utterly cut off. God is your yoke, amen, a breaker, and he's getting ready to cut your enemy off completely. So God told me to tell you that he is going to destroy the yoke that has been on your neck. Some, amen, yokes have been on because of generational curse. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, the yoke has been destroyed. Amen, we see, amen, and hear about our grandfathers being big pimps, amen, pimping women, amen, amen, a long time ago. But God say, you don't have to sin no more. We look at women that have gone out there and sold their bodies in order to get their light bill paid. But God say, a woman that liveth in pleasure is dead while she yet live. And I'm telling you today, God is coming in, and he is your yoke breaker, and he, amen, is going to destroy the yoke off of you. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. So, amen, as you look into your day, at the close of this week, you tell your neighbor, what I had to go through this week, God say, ain't going through it no more. For God has literally stepped in and destroyed the sin of the wicked one, and holiness and truth and righteousness must reign in my life. Because God has become my yoke breaker. He has destroyed my enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh, I give him praise. I give him praise. You've been looking at bad situations, but God is getting ready to turn it around. I want you to hear this, amen, and we're going to close it out with this, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. righteousness. We're still in a sinful state, separated from God. But the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Hallelujah. He's abounding in mercy and love. We can go to Him because He comes to us as the Holy God. We bless His name. We bless His name. We bless His name. The Bible says that mankind will be brought low and humbled. The eyes of the arrogant shall be brought low to the Lord God. Shall be exalted. Hallelujah. He's majestic. He's radiant. The Apostle Paul speaks to the majesty of God. And he says, and now unto Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. To Him be glory and honor. And we give glory to God right now. In Holy God, worship Him. Love.